Joe's need to know news. Oh no, I don't think it was us. At least one Mega Millions ticket matched all six numbers Tuesday night to claim at least part of the record $1.6 billion jackpot.
Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is a record-breaking $1.6 billion. To win that jackpot, you must match these 5 wine balls plus that gold Mega Ball. Now, let's see if I can make you a billionaire tonight.
By the way, I totally want to know, how do we get this job?
Yeah, it's fun.
Hey, all right, we're going to let them fly down the hole.
Our first winning number tonight is 28. That's followed by...
That's when I said, all right, this sucks. My first number was not 28.
70. Up next, we have 5. That's followed by...
I need a ball. Somebody, give me a ball.
62. And your final wipe off for this Tuesday evening is 65. Now for the Mega Ball. That Mega Ball number is 5.
Nah, I was like, I got
just
excited.
Just imagine right now, though. Imagine being the person, every number they're reading. Oh, my gosh, this is me. Oh,
like,
my gosh, it's me.
What do you do? Because it's like, okay, I need to make sure everybody doesn't know that I want it yet. I want to get as much time as I can between me and that. But do you call in sick? Do you go to work? There's a chance you could die if you go somewhere? I mean, what if you lose your ticket? What if your house catches on fire while you're gone?
They say that if you win, the first thing to do is not to call any of your friends or family. The first thing to do is actually call a lawyer.
Well, I thought it was to call the Joe and Alex show. 317-239-1009. That's what you would want to be doing for that. Yeah, so good news, though. Maybe you didn't win the Mega Millions. The Powerball is up to $620 million tonight. So, I mean,
oh, I can still buy something?
You could buy the Powerball.
So I can't buy these tickets online anywhere. I have to go in person.
Yep, got to go in person.
I hate that. Can we change that? I'm too lazy.
No, no. Did you not buy a ticket because you were too lazy?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Alex.
Did you buy one, Joe?
Just two of them.
Did you?
One for Lindsay. I thought we were going to get lucky, too, because you have to match all the numbers, but the big one is the Mega Ball or the Powerball, and one for Lindsay ticket. This is weird. Her birthday is the 23rd. The Powerball number was the Mega Ball number was 23. Mine's the 10th. And it was 10. I'm like, we're going to be billionaires, baby. I'm going to tell Alex and Liv I quit this bit. But it didn't happen.
And then it didn't work out for
you. No, it didn't. But you know what? I didn't win the Mega Millions, but how about this? Good news, and it's World Series related. The Red Sox, they beat the Dodgers to win Game 1 of the World Series. Mookie Betts is the real MVP, though, because he stole a base in the first inning, which gets everyone in America a free Doritos Locos Taco from Taco Bell Thursday, November 1st, which is next Thursday. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hell
Wait,
yeah.
Why does that happen?
What?
Did they like say that they were going to do that for the World Series?
They always do. Yeah, steal a base, steal a taco. Yeah, get that taco. Come on, girl.
Oh.
Where you been? Alex, I'm going to need you to go to Taco Bell with me and just give me your taco, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
I appreciate that. Okay, speaking of Joe's journey and tacos and weight and stuff, what do you think about this? Oreo, their parent company, confirmed that they have a most stuffed cookie coming out. It's got even more cream filling than a double stuffed Oreo.
Yuck.
And it'll be hitting the stores January of 2019.
I do not like too much cream. I actually like the thin Oreos the best, where they have the least amount.
Wait, the thins are so
good. Yeah, that's the only kind of.
I'm a super fatty. I will take two double stuffed Oreos. I'll twist them off and put like the part that has the most cream together. So it's like a quadruple Oreo.
I do not lick the icing or twist off. I just eat it.
You hear that, fellas? Did you hear that? She don't lick the icing. And all right, let's continue on kind of with the Joe's Journey theme here in Joe's Need to Know News. What do you think about this? An extremely obese 27-year-old man was eating junk food daily, eventually leading to hospitalization. He was having heart problems. With the help of his trainer, he's trying to turn his life around and save his life. Now, in order to shed the extra pounds, his trainer came up with an idea. I'm going to put posters in area restaurants to stop them from serving his client. The posters had the headline, "Save Dibsy. Obesity is killing him. Do not serve this man." Doctors told him that he was eating himself to death, so a major change was needed. He's working out, he's eating healthy, and he's on the right track, according to his personal trainer. He says it could take up to a year to lose enough where he'd be considered healthy. As the fat person on the Joe and Alex show, I get to speak for all fat people. I just have that right. I think this is a good idea, especially if his client's cool with it. If his client's like embarrassed by it,
wait,
I would
so you
say
would
no.
be so you would be cool if Liv and I went around Broad Ripple where you live and stuff and gave them posters of you and say, "Do not serve this man."
I need to see the final poster before you guys go put it up there. I want to make sure it's a good looking photo.
Fine,
yes.
If you say yes, then we're doing it.
We will do it. 1,000%
what you're doing.
Do we
right
have
here.
A poster company here, like in Indy, that could help us out with this? Because I mean, you're going to need a lot of posters.
I was in school for like a lot of years. Get me a poster board, I can make one.
Okay, hey, I'm just trying to save you some money, but if you want to pay out of your
this
pocket, go ahead.
This is a verbal contract right now.
All right, no.
I think we should do that.
Right. I think so,
I think
too.
It would be funny.
We'll talk about this more coming up in Joe's Journey. I'll see if other
right,
people
fine.
Agree. But actually, no, I'm not offended by that at all. I think whatever it takes to save this guy's life, that's what we need to do. And wrapping up Joe's Need to Know News today, have you heard of Harriet, a.k.a. the Opera Donkey?
No.
All right, please sit back, relax, and be entertained.
Wow.
Thank you, Harriet. Oh, an encore.
Listen to that. That's crazy.
Dang. Sounds better than Live the Web Girl singing Whitney Houston.
Hey.
Just throwing that out there. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can see Harriet the Opera Donkey and everything else that we're talking about at RadioNowIndy.com.